Parshas Chayesar is always the week that all the Rabbanim folks try to focus on different marriage lessons and stories. And I thought Rav Zilberstein brings down an incredible story and a halachic shaila as well. Rav Zilberstein quotes in the Ben Ish Chai in Nifla'im Ma'asecha the following story. He said there was an unfortunate bacher who failed at every profession he tried. He tried this, he tried that, and nothing worked. Finally, one night he realized that he was so hungry and he couldn't sleep. He started to walk outside to see, you know, maybe he could try to find a friend, you know, get a snack here, whatever. He finally he was walking and he saw the shul lights were open. He decided to go inside and he saw the rabbi was giving a class. He was giving a shiur. He said, "You know what? Let me sit down and give a shiur." And he was listening intently to the rabbi's drasha. The rabbi said that a person should never steal from someone because at the end of the day, if you deserve something, HaKadosh Baruch Hu always make sure that you get it. The Gemara says in Yuma, Chav Ches Amid Beis, that a person should never take something that's not theirs, because something will come, you deserve something, that thing will get to you. The guy leaves shul, and he, unable to stand his temptation, right next door to the shul, lived a very rich widow. He saw that the window was open a little bit, he blew out the candles to make sure no one would see him, and he decided to see if he could find something pretty expensive. A very interesting thing. One thing he's going to learn in the middle, you know, 12 o'clock at night, and then his Yitzhar grabbed him, as the Yitzhar does, and to be able to go see what he could find in this rich widow's home. Finally, he sees inside the closet, there's this case containing these gold coins and expensive jewelry. He broke the case open, and he starts to fill his pockets, and he's about to leave, and then he remembers what the rabbi said. The rabbi said that a person should never take something from someone's house, because if a person really deserves something, Kadosh Baruch Hu will make sure that he will get it. He was going back and forth, and he finally decided, you know what? If this money, this golden jewel is really back to supposed to be mine, Hashem will make it come to me. At the end of the day, the next morning, he got it for Vasikin. After davening, the rabbi of the shul where this guy davened at, he started to walk out, and the widow was there. And the widow said to the rabbi, she said, "Last night, a thief came into my home, broke in my jewelry case. I don't know what happened, but he broke it open and he left everything there. I can't live like this anymore. I need to get married." I need to find someone to be able to settle down with. Who do you have any suggestions? Anyone from the shul? And the rabbi looked over, and who is davening right still? Davening in the shul was this guy. Who was the Jew who was in the woman's house last night? And the rabbi said, "You know what? This guy has a lot of shemaim. Not only was he here for Vasika this morning, he was also in my class last night. Unbeknownst to the rabbi, he was also in the woman's house. The rabbi set it up, and lo and behold, they liked each other, and they decided to get married." The Ben Ish Chai says that has a whole thing that when it comes down to that, a person should always make sure to never try to take something from someone else, because if someone deserves something, they'll get it from him. But Rav Zilberstein wanted to say, from a halakhic standpoint, had the widow knew that this bacher that she was going to marry, her future husband, was the guy who broke open into her, came into her house last night, she would have never gotten married to the guy. So to the guy, to the bacher who couldn't sleep that night and went to go for a snack and then went to the shir and then went broke open into her house, does he have a chiyuv, to an obligation to tell her for the sake of honesty, or does he have to remain silent because at the end of the day he didn't take anything? He didn't take anything. Zilberstein then compared this to the case if a person who wishes to testify on behalf of a friend. Because, you know, we know if a person has a certain bias to a friend, unbeknownst to the court, according to Allah, he may not be believed. However, Rav Zilberstein says, if he knows that he's able to testify in complete honesty, he would be able to testify. And this is what he says there. But, however, does he have a chiv now to tell the court that he's a friend of the guy on trial? But if he knows that he's going to say the truth, does he still have a chiv to tell the court that this guy is a friend of his? Rav Zilberstein then quotes the Urim V'Tumim, Urim 28:3, Chav Ches Gimel, who says that the court does not accept biased testimony because they cannot be sure if it is true. Right? The court knows that if this guy is biased, you can't accept it. However, if the witness knows that his testimony is 100% true, he may testify before the court, and you don't have to inform them. You don't have to inform him that you're biased. If you know that your edus is truthful, you don't have to say it. And then Rav Zilberstein says the same is true if a sinful person whose testimony is not acceptable in court, if you know that what, even though if you sinned, you know you're telling the truth, you're allowed to testify. So he said the same thing is true in our case. Sometimes the question is better than the answer, and maybe in this case the question is better than the answer. He said the same truth is in our case. Since the bachur knew that the burglary was a one-time incident, it's not that he was a ganav. He wasn't a ganav his entire life. He wasn't stealing for a living. Right? It was a one-time incident. He fell, right? But he was strong. He immediately regretted it, and he did shuva for it. And because he immediately regretted it, and he did shuva for it, he doesn't have to reveal that it was him that night who broke up into his house, and he doesn't have to tell his wife, he doesn't have to tell her now that they're married, that, you know, by the way, that was me. He doesn't have to say that. Then the day, Rav Zobrist does compare this to another case in Bahrevna, that we once talked about the Arab father-in-law, when a woman once came to Zerbesin and his wife in the middle of the night and said, we've been married 2 days and my husband already left me. Why? Because the wife, didn't tell her husband that her father was an Arab. And the second day during Sheva Brachos, the Arab father found his daughter who they stopped talking to each other, and he wanted to mess up their marriage. So Rav Zerbesin had a whole thing. Now, did the woman have to tell him this and that? But at the end of the day, you know, when it comes down to it, all these things are very subjective. To tell things to each other's spouse before someone gets married, even when someone is married, to be able to tell everything specifically. I think the best advice that I think Rav Zerbesin will 100% say, and the best advice that I got from Mary Bam, is every case has to be looked at it individually. And then based on going from that, then a person could be able to go forward to see what's shaykh and sometimes what's not shaykh, but so shaykh. But Bez Hashem is that we should see many, many, many shidduchim out there. There are many, many people who need shidduch. Bez Hashem, they should be at the right time. B'karo b'sha'atov, Bez Hashem is b'ach shaykh.